Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Much has been said about newly minted world's richest man, Elon Musk, lately, but much of his wealth has been derived from the success of Tesla. Today, we take a closer look at the Tesla. We're starting to see them on our roads, so we should ask, are they really a cut above the rest? Right now, what you can get your hands on is the Tesla Model 3. Later this year, it is presumed, you'll also be able to get your hands on the Model Y. We take a closer look at the Model 3, and I've got a few questions for Julian Coe about that Model Y. That's up next on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Carmart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone is my bite-size, fun-size co-host.
I like fun-size. Fun-size is nice, yes.
I don't know what fun-size you are. You know, sometimes those fun-size snack packs come in very bite-size.
Good bite-size. Nice and sweet and short. You know, I like that. I think it's a very good combination.
Already we digress. My
yes.
co-host, Julian Coe from SG Carmart. Now, okay, Tesla.
Yes.
So much has been said about Tesla. Now we're seeing them on the roads. And now we're also, from the business end of things, hearing that there are going to be supply disruptions and maybe delays in delivery of potentially the Y. So we won't talk about the Y much yet, but let's talk about the Model 3. I have not test-driven this car, Julian.
Yes.
I do know in Singapore you have the option of buying the China-made one or parallel importing the US-made one.
Yes.
I'm going to assume you test-drove the China-made one.
Yes, that's right.
But big difference, seriously big difference. The China-made standard range Model 3 electric from Tesla is $114,000 without COE. But if you are looking at the American version, you're going well into the 200,000 plus range. Big difference.
Yeah, I mean, but again, if you throw 93,000 of COE into 114,000, you're definitely gonna cross the $200,000 mark. It really depends on what you want. I can't say that it's better spec for the US made one because obviously I haven't tried it. I haven't really touched it, felt it. But I gotta say, the China one is mighty impressive. Okay, I mean, the made in China Tesla, the Model 3 at least, that the authorized
dealer. You did not try the standard range, don't bluff.
No, I drove the standard range. That's the best part.
Oh, I drove
the standard range. And it was purposefully simplified, minimalistic. But obviously, you need a lot of time to get used to because everything is being controlled. And I mean everything is being controlled from the central screen that you see in the car that looks pretty much like an iPad. When I say everything, it means mirror adjustments, steering wheel adjustments, air conditioning adjustments, all the nitty-gritty stuff that you think that can be done physically, it's now all digitalized in the Tesla Model 3. So it really takes a lot of getting used to. It can get frustrating from time to time because you're used to adjusting your steering wheel manually, or even if it's electronically, at least there's a button for you to just meddle with. But now, no, everything is just from the screen. So me taking the car required like some 20-25 minutes to really adjust my seat, steering wheel and mirrors all properly. So that is something, if you are considering Tesla, that's something you have to really fully accept, I must say.
So what you're saying is the car assumes right from the get-go that you're too stupid to do these things yourself, so it'll do it for you.
Pretty much.
I'm not sure I like this car.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's quick. There are a lot of other electric cars. Of course. I mean, at the price that you're paying, there are other cars out there that are just as quick. But somehow, because of the way the car is shaped, because of its sound aerodynamics, it feels a lot faster than its, century sprint figure suggests. So, of course, it's over 5 seconds, right? 5.6, around there. But here's the thing. It feels like a 4.5-second car. It feels like a one-second faster sort of car in real-life driving, and you really feel it because you just pedal to the metal, and it just goes with the wind. And it's unbelievable because here I am driving the car, then I'm jumping into another electric car, the Polestar 2, which is equally amazing. Of course, that's the car that I'll get because that's a real car.
Wow.
Yeah, that feels significantly slower. But of course, then again...
But isn't the Polestar slightly faster?
No, but that's the thing. It feels... It doesn't feel as fast. But no, on paper, it'll still be slightly slower anyway. But it's a full-on car. It feels like a real car. It's done by a proper car maker. All the attention to detail that you need and want is all inside there. Whereas I give you an example, right? The door handles for Tesla Model 3 does not work for me at all. Because you know what? I'm not XL. I'm like XS. So that comes with my, you know, palms and my everything of my fingers and... I can't open the doors with one hand. No way. I have to use two hands. Because of the length of the door handles and how it is flush, and you have to actually push one side so that the other side pops out for you to do it. But you have to keep the other end constantly pushed in for the other end to be constantly pushed out so that you can pull the door open. I can't do that. My fingers are too short.
I have no idea what you just said. It sounds like I'll never get in this car. Push, la, pull. Oh my, what are you talking about?
I know, right? And let me tell you, this really annoys me. Getting out of the car is also another problem. And if you have passengers who are not car people, they will never know how to get out of the car either. Because when you push the button to get out of the car, your finger has got to be on the push button for it to remain unlocked. Or maybe it was a defect on our test car, but one of the doors just refused to open on its own.
No, okay,
whereas the
so
driver's side worked.
No, I'm going to stop you right there. You said the car does everything for you. It sets up your mirrors and all your adjustments and your steering wheel height. Why doesn't the car open the door for you?
No. You still have to. I mean, it's just the only difference is it's not that the car does it for you. You have to set all these yourself, but it's just that it's from the screen. And that includes, like I said, steering wheel adjustments, mirror adjustments.
Okay,
it's
so
all from
in
the
car, why isn't there a button on the screen where you can just go open door?
The door, apparently, the door button is by the side where the door card is. So, and the problem is when you press that, it's supposed to fully open the door. It didn't really work well for the test car. So that sort of annoyed me a little bit. And I think the last part that really annoys me is the fact that I have to use a key card to open the door. Now, using the key card to open the door is completely fine. I think it's a super cool idea. I can keep the card in the wallet and just go tap on the B pillar of my car to just open the doors. But here's the thing. You can only tap the B pillar of the driver's side to enter the door. You can't tap the B pillar of the passenger side to open the door. So if you are actually not going to the car to just take something out that you left in the passenger seat or wherever, it has to be the driver's side. It's only one side, nowhere else.
Okay, fine. You are such a fusspot. However, now this is the point in the show where we actually look at A, some specs, B, the price, and then C, test drivers and potential buyers' reviews or even buyers' reviews of the car. First, we'll start with the specs. You're right. It does look pretty quick at 5.6 seconds, 0 to 100. It does have quite a bit of brake horsepower, 321 brake horsepower, 420 Newton meters of torque. All of that's pretty good. You know where they lost me? Rear-wheel drive. Rear-wheel drive is not necessarily a bad thing, but if it is a rear-wheel drive, I want it to be made by a car maker.
Like BMW.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because we know some really good rear-wheel drive cars in the BMW family. But that one kind of sort of like made me think a little bit. Do I trust a tech company to make a rear-wheel drive car? I don't know. I haven't test driven the car, so that was just a question in my mind. It is a full-on electric, though, which might be interesting to some people. Battery capacity and all that is pretty much standard. But here's what gets interesting, what people say about it. A lot of people like how it looks externally. Beautiful lines. Agree or disagree?
Man, I gotta say, to each his own. I've seen a lot of cars in my time as an automotive journalist. I can't say this is a nice looking car.
Okay, fine, you fussbot. But similarly, a lot of the same people who said they love how it looks on the outside were split on the minimalism in the cabin on the inside.
Mm.
You know, it's like it doesn't feel like a car. And you said something along those lines, because of the big screen in the middle of the car, because, you know, it didn't flow. And from a tactile point of view, it didn't feel like a car. Again, I haven't test driven it, so I can't say. But that's what people are saying. And I suppose you started this review by saying it takes some time to get used to. So it didn't feel like a car to you either.
Yeah, not exactly. But I got to say, that said, it is a very, very airy interior, because there's absolutely nothing but just one steering wheel and just one screen, huge screen, no less. It's very airy. It just feels so spacious. Yeah, but that's the only good thing I can think of.
All right. So some people really liked it. They loved the power delivery and the powertrain. They thought the minimalism was really hip and very cool. I suppose these same people really love furniture from IKEA. But again, as you said, to each his own. Some people say, one person in particular, I'm going to assume it's a woman because this is more a woman's complaint than not. Steering was very heavy.
Yes, I have to agree with her. Good on you, whoever you are. You deserve a pat on the back. No, because in all honesty, the steering is very heavy. I mean, it's unnecessarily heavy. I'm talking about even when you're going at slow speeds. I'm talking about at any speeds, even if it's crawling speeds, it's actually very heavy, unnecessarily so, and I have no idea why.
That's interesting. To go along with that, someone else who did buy it said the one thing they dislike about the car, and they like many things about it, is it's actually kind of noisy in the cabin. Road noise and what have you.
Yeah, but I think all these road noise can be solved. I mean, if you change your tires, you can actually solve them, you know, because from what I recall, yes, I can hear road noise and stuff. The insulation is still nevertheless, I can't say solid stuff, but the insulation is good enough. I mean, it's no premium car. This you'll have to admit, but it's decent. You get some wind noise nonetheless, but if you're talking about road noise from the tires and stuff, I mean, those can be solved.
Okay. Yeah, get smaller tires.
You know what? Get a different car.
Well, you know, depends. Some people like those kind of noises. Not me. I want to be listening to my music while I'm driving. But some people like those road noises. Some people like to hear, I don't know, everything. Ambient noise, I guess. Maybe these people drive by themselves a lot and the noise sort of keeps them company. I don't know. I think the theme of today is to each his own. However, for the record, the Tesla Model 3 electric made in China is what Tesla Singapore now offers. The American-made version is only parallel imported in, and the price points are very different. The standard range plus RWD50 is $113,245 without COE. The performance all-wheel drive 78kWh is what, different battery power, is it?
Yep.
Is $155,283 without COE. Now, what did you say COE was again? It's some ridiculous, like $80,000-$90,000.
Yeah,
now,
it was like $90,000-ish now. It's ridiculous. Believe me, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so that would drive the performance all-wheel drive 78kWh variety way above the $200,000 mark. However, what you're getting for it is 506 brake horsepower.
And 660 newton meters of torque,
which
gives you
lot.
The century sprint of 3.3 seconds. Now, that's supercar level.
Yes, that's, I mean, supercar level.
That's a supercar level. But here's the thing. You got to understand, how often are you going to pedal to the metal, and enjoy that 3.3-second sprint? How much space have you got? And how often can you do it before you start puking all over your cabin?
What, you're talking from the G-Forces? Yeah, I tell you what, when I test drive the Audi R8, I did not feel the need to test it 0 to 100, which is very, very quick, right? Because I wanted everybody to see me in it. So I actually drove particularly slow. However, there was a kangaroo at the traffic light who thought he was going to race me.
Excellent.
And I don't know if you remember this story, but he did beat me because I never did put my foot down because I was laughing so hard.
I see. But okay, but then again, an R8 looks so much better than the Tesla. I mean,
Right? Because it's an R8.
Yeah, because if I was driving an R8...
That is a thing of beauty.
Of course. Even if it comes in dragon orange color...
And purple stripes and yellow polka dots.
Yeah, I'll still drive like, you know, perfect gentleman. And I wouldn't even bother challenging, let alone a kangaroo, any other thing.
I didn't challenge anybody. I'm sitting there by, you know, minding my own business, enjoying the engine note of a beautifully made car. This kangaroo comes and vroom vrooms next to me at the traffic light, and you know, and I'm looking at him like, dude, what planet? But then I started laughing. The light went green. He floored it. I stayed there until the car behind me honked because I was laughing so hard.
You are just horrible, man. Entertain the guy. You should have entertained him.
No, I could not.
Bit.
Are you kidding me? No.
I would have entertained
him. You know,
him.
I told this story to the guys at Audi and they all looked at me and went, you've let the rings down. I'm like, no, I did not let the rings down. I would have let the rings down had I challenged the kangaroo because that would have been bullying.
Okay, well, if you look at it this way, I guess, can't disagree. But
we totally digress because we're not talking about Tesla anymore. We should go back to the Tesla. Tesla Model 3 Electric. They are the top of reference for a lot of potential EV buyers. So at the end of the day, the question is it the EV to buy? And is it as good as a lot of people say it is? I have not test driven the Tesla, but I have to admit there's some really good EVs out there, and Tesla Model 3 has got some serious competition. But then I'm talking from the perspective of someone who's not test driven the Tesla.
Well, I've driven the car, and I can tell there's a lot of it comes from hype. And that's how Tesla has grown significantly over the years, is about hype. And it's a really interesting tactic that Elon Musk has done. Hype. But when it comes down to the crunch, push becomes shove, I reckon for your money, you can actually get several other electric vehicles that are more, well, let's just say easier to
more
live
car.
With. Yeah, exactly. More cars, easier to live
more
with.
More car.
Yeah, but again, of course, I can completely understand the hype. You know, the technology that comes with the car is just astounding. Don't forget, this is a tech company. This is not a car maker at all. And yet they can produce something of this quality. You got to give it to him. You got to give it to them. But in all honesty, is it for me? I have to say, perhaps not. I think I'll probably spend my money elsewhere.
All right. So at the end of the day, the takeaway that I'm getting, and I'm going to assume our listeners are getting, if you are in the market for an EV, it's worth going and checking out the Tesla because of all the hype. But don't just check out the Tesla. Go check out some of the other EVs on the market. We've talked about a lot of them recently. Some of them we really actually highly recommend. But you cannot, what I'm saying is you cannot not check out the Tesla. And you cannot check out the Tesla without checking out other things. It should be on your list. But it shouldn't be the only thing on your list.
I couldn't have said it any better than you.
Yes. That's because I'm very good at what I do. No, I'm kidding. You just want to agree with me sometimes just to throw me off balance, right?
I know, right? Isn't that the whole idea?
Lull me into a false sense of security that when I least expect it, call me a loser idiot.
Excellent.
And on that note, this has been Chasing Cars. We will be reviewing potentially another EV next week. If you want to find out, you'll have to join us then. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh, editor from SG Karma. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.